broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for June 25th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our 2 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's Sam Bushman, and I've got Chris Carlson with me here just for the next segment or so. Joe Biden, he doesn't like the Supreme Court decision, ladies and gentlemen. For some reason, they always want to honor the courts when it sells us down the river. But when it's something that the liberals don't like, they just thumb their nose at the law. It's amazing how that works, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this headline. Biden DOJ vows to fight for abortion, for pro-death. We will use every tool at our disposal, they go on and say. Now listen to this. The pro-abortion protesters now say this. Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground. These people are violent and crazy. They don't care about law, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line that we're talking about. And by Joe Biden thumbing his nose at the Supreme Court, he's literally encouraging this mantra. Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground. Literally, Joe is advocating for that by his attitudes, by his behavior, by what he's doing. Now, the states should do the same thing on gun control then. If Congress is going to supposedly pass gun control, just ignore it. Just say, well, you know what, we don't care. Now, I'm not advocating for breaking the rule of law. I'm highlighting a point. Chris, do you want to respond to this?
Yeah, I mean, initially when I heard the verdict, I guess, or the opinion, if you want to characterize it that way, because that's all it is an opinion, I was rejoiceful. But then I thought to myself, Sam, this is confusing. Why would this be happening at this late stage in the game? So, and obviously, I always suspect a nefarious agenda behind it. So maybe the agenda, as you pointed out, is they're trying to energize the Democratic base. Maybe they're trying to foment riots throughout the country. Maybe that's their agenda. Because I don't believe after 49 years, almost 50 years of this decision being genuflected on the part of both the Democrats and Republicans, and even Neil Gorsuch, if you'll recall, when he was nominated to be a Supreme Court Justice, Sam, he said that he considered Roe versus Wade as established law, and yet he votes in favor for overturning it. That's confusing, Sam. So help me to make sense of all of this.
Look, for the last several years, as you know, if a conservative blinks, they call you a domestic threat and a terrorist. You go down to your local school board, and you're basically, a terrorist mom. You go to the Capitol to try to peacefully have Congress investigate vote fraud, and they literally say you're a terrorist involved in an insurrection. You tell the truth on a news story in the media, and you're called basically, hey, you know what? You're fake news. You're not allowed to exist. Shut up. Nothing that we advocate for is acceptable. However, while they've been prosecuting us, you look at Charlottesville and several other cases, January 6th, there was plenty of bad guys there. Antifa, Proud Boys or whatever they call the groups, Black Lives Matter, all these groups, they've been allowed to riot all over the country for the last several years. Every summer, it's ratcheted up into violence. Last year or whatever it was, or the year before, I can't remember which, they literally created a city inside Seattle called Chaz where they ran the cops out of their own police station and literally took over the city by force and by violence. Donald Trump, I guess it wasn't last year then, a couple of years ago, Donald Trump said it wasn't acceptable. I'm here to help you guys stop, quell the violence. And all the liberals in the cities went, no, Donald, just stand down, leave us alone, we're good. And so they literally promoted this violence every single summer, and it's getting bigger. And now right at the start of the summer, I mean, literally the summer was June 21st is when it starts, right? And now on the 24th, yesterday, literally right when summer starts, you issue this ruling, and they're literally saying every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground. And you know what? Joe Biden's leading the charge going, hey, We're going to use everything at our disposal, the Justice Department, every resource the government has to stand against the court on this. Okay, and now you've got the divide like you've never seen before. Clarence Thomas, in my opinion, one of the best Supreme Court judges we've got, but Judges Clarence Thomas is now advocating, saying, hey, we got to overturn rights to contraception, and we got to take on same-sex marriage and get rid of that. We have an opportunity now. And he wisely points out, based on the Samuel Alito Supreme Court written decision, the majority rule basically saying, look, this is a due process discussion. And so if we literally jettison same-sex marriage, it would be phenomenal. But again, you're going to have the liberals absolutely start a war over this. The civil war is going to be upon us. Vote fraud is going to be center stage for discussion. Election fraud. Abortion is going to be at the center of the discussion. And they're literally fomenting and intentionally creating violence. How do I know? Look at Charlottesville. The cops forced the liberals and the conservatives together, those who wanted to preserve America and her history versus those who want to tear it down. They forced them together and a bunch of violence and crazy broke out. It was all intentional by the government. They knew what it was happening. The conservatives asked for a license to go and peacefully, you know, preserve and protect the statues that were being yanked down, destroying history. They were trying to protect the private property. So from all these examples I'm highlighting to you, this is your government's agenda. Okay? The media is helping the cause. They say peaceful protesters, as they literally destroy cop cars, as they literally commit murder and destroy private property. They're like, all the peaceful protesters. Okay? This is all by design. If you can't see it thus far, Chris, I don't know how to even show it to you.
Yeah, that's the only explanation that I can come up with, Sam, that they're trying to foment violence throughout the country. And we shall see. Now, fortunately for Sam and me, we live in a very conservative state. Salt Lake City may be the exception to that rule. So we'll just take a wait-and-see attitude about it. And I hope there's no violence. I certainly hope there's no violence in my neighborhood. I've never seen it. But that's the only explanation that I can think of. Because, like I said, people like Neil Gorsuch have stated in no uncertain terms that they considered Roe versus Wade as settled law. Why would they turn around and then vote to overturn it? It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't pass the too good to be true test, Sam. And so I'm more of a student of current events now than I am of an explainer of current events, because it's confusing to me.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, and I agree that we need to continue standing up for what's right, okay? But while we're really literally trying to prevent the killing of babies, you know what? Now they're trying to use vaccines and other population control methods where they literally want to get rid of a significant number of the population. They blatantly say this on the, quote, international stage, ladies and gentlemen. Now the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Utah's trigger abortion ban now in effect, writes Deseret News. So in most cases, it's illegal now to perform abortions in the state of Utah. Many states had happened that fast because a lot of the states were preparing for this and put what's called a trigger legislation. So the trigger abortion ban took effect yesterday already in the state of Utah, Chris.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with that. So the first thing that I did when I heard the announcement of the Supreme Court decision, I called my local legislator. He's a good man. We're on a really good speaking basis, and he basically told me it was SB 174 in the state of Utah. I looked it up in the law books, and in fact, it is a trigger law that basically now prohibits a woman from getting abortion with three exceptions. The one exception is incest, rape, and then the third one would be the health of the mother. So that's basically what we're now operating under, and I hope we continue to operate under that situation, under that law, because I think it's just. What I think will happen, however, Sam, as you and I both know, is that women who want to get an abortion will just fly or drive to California, where they will continue to be legal. And unfortunately, except for the fact that it will be a minor inconvenience on the part of the woman, things will continue as they have been for the last 49 years.
Yeah, people will go to California or Colorado. Roe versus Wade ends. Latter-day Saint leaders urged by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to protect life and to preserve religious liberty. This is huge. The Church of Jesus Christ issued their guidance. The second Roe versus Wade was overturned yesterday as well. So they were prepared and gearing up. And the church is a very pro-life organization. They have some exceptions, but for the most part, very pro-life. And religious liberty depends on this, protecting the most innocent among us. Now, other states are in the mix, too, doing a great job. There's kind of some states that are doubling down to protect life. And many of them are doubling down in the promotion of death. Do you want to speak to this Latter-day Saint response, Chris?
Well, I'm not familiar with it, but, you know, as a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I would fully expect them to take this position because that our church has always been opposed to abortions. I just hope that they're firm in their stance, and I hope that the influence will extend throughout the membership of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I'm going to give you Godspeed, and I'm going to take off, and thank you for letting me be on the show this morning, Sam.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Carlson taking a flight. Sam Bushman continues on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I want to explain a couple of things to you about this Roe versus Wade deal. The Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. That's true. And thank heavens, Utah's pro-life law, trigger ban, if you will, on abortion is already in effect. That's phenomenal news. But I want to explain to you, you're hearing that it was a 5-4 ruling, and then you're hearing that it was a 6-3 ruling. People are a little bit confused on this, and that's why I'm spending time to straighten it out for y'all. There's two situations that were at debate, if you will. The 6-3 ruling is where John Roberts stood with the majority and said, hey, this Mississippi law, their abortion ban, will be upheld. And even John Roberts agreed with that one. That's why it was a 6-3 win. But the Roe versus Wade overturning was only a 5-4 decision, not 6-3, 5-4. And the reason why is John Roberts didn't go along with that. He felt like you could do the Mississippi thing, not go far enough. He's always known as narrow rulings, split decisions are what some people call them. And so John Roberts went along with the first one about the Mississippi law or abortion ban being upheld. But he didn't go along with the Roe versus Wade entirely. In other words, the whole enchilada passing it to the states. So the one ruling was 6-3, but the Roe versus Wade, the ending of Roe, if you will, was really a 5-4 decision. And I don't want you to be confused on that because there's a lot of people that aren't getting this correct. So there you have it. All right, Missouri, just like the great state of Utah, the great state of Missouri acted to ban abortions just after the Supreme Court issued its ruling as well. Good for Utah, good for Missouri. Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis doing a phenomenal job as well on overturning Roe versus Wade. Here's his statement. The prayers of millions have been answered. Amen, DeSantis. You're spot on, sir. The prayers of millions have been answered. Amen. He said he wants to expand pro-life protections and provisions in his state. All we need is a legislative body now to back Ron DeSantis to stand up, do good. So now you got Utah, Missouri, and Florida doing a great job. All right. Now, believe it or not, there are groups that hate pro-life. Yeah, sadly, Walt Disney is one of them. Walt Disney vows to pay for employee travel expenses for abortions. So you can't get an abortion in your state now. Disney's going to go ahead and fund you to travel to a different state to murder your baby. Walt Disney. Ladies and gentlemen, Disney is on a betrayal track for sure. You look at this and you just go, are you serious? But Dick's Sporting Goods also offers to reimburse employees for abortion-related travel. So you got Disney and Dick's Sporting Goods both doubling down in defense of pro-death. We'll pay for you to cross state lines and murder your child. Now Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and Bank of America, not to mention Citigroup, all of these groups rush to fund abortion travel. Disney, Dick's Sporting Goods, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup all announced immediately. Now, there are more, just so you know, there are more that are doing this. There's a lot of companies, but not that many were ready to just to jump on the bandwagon, almost like these pro-life trigger laws. There's many organizations that have had pre-prepared kind of agenda statements focus, while the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and many states are promoting pro-life and religious liberty. You've got all these corporations that have had almost trigger agendas on the books saying we're going to back pro-death. If you need to roll across state lines and travel to have your baby murdered, we got your back. See? And Disney is one of them. These big bankers are another. Are you working with a bank, or is one of your banks, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, or Citigroup? If so, ladies and gentlemen, move your account now. Say, I just cannot abide with your abortion plans, with your pro-death agenda. I will not do it. Now, I know the battle's over, quote, body autonomy is what they want to say. But ladies and gentlemen, a woman has a right over her body. That's true. And she has authority over her God-given temple. I agree with that. But her choice is to be involved sexually or not. Once the consequences of sex occurs, she doesn't have the right to murder another human being. And that's really where the divide is right now. I don't disagree that a woman has the right over her body. She shouldn't be forced to take vaccinations either, to make the point. But remember, we don't always get to choose the consequences or forego the consequences of our actions. And this is kind of where the rubber meets the road in my mind on this thing, folks. look, you can choose to be involved sexually. Now, that's why there are exceptions for when the life of the mother is in jeopardy, or whether it's rape or incest. And you know what? It is such a sacred thing and such a personal thing to a woman. I understand circumstantially how sometimes it may not make sense to keep the baby. I don't know that I agree with that view, but I understand that view, right? You know, if you're a 10-year-old girl and you're raped by your father or something and it's complete incest, and, you know, it may not, you may not keep the baby. You've got not only incest going on, but you've got rape going on, and you've got the life of the mother if she's really, really, really little and young, to where all those factors are in place. And if somebody truly prays about that to God Almighty and determines that, you know, they can't keep the baby, to me, there are very limited examples. But there are some examples where it may be understandable. I believe most times, even with these negative situations, and I need to say this respectfully or I'm going to be really attacked, right? But I believe even sometimes with these negative things happening, oftentimes it's better to keep the baby, even so. And I'm going to refer to women's stories, because what they'll say is, oh, you're a man, you don't even know. But there are a lot of women who have been raped, or whether they're, sometimes their lives may be in jeopardy. And the women are spiritual women, and they say, you know what? I'm not happy about the rape. It's a horrible memory, a horrible experience. But I still believe God wants this baby to be born, and the baby has been a blessing to the mother. Not because of the rape, or it's not justifying that in any way, but saying, hey, what a horrible situation, but yet this person deserves life. There's a lot of mothers that speak out and testify to that being the case, pro-life women. And so I'm not saying what a woman has to do. I'm just saying that in a lot of cases, now the life of the mother, a lot of times a mother can be pregnant. And you know what? The nurses and the medical people, the doctors and everybody else are like, look, you've got to abort this baby. Your life is in danger. And a lot of women have gone to God and said, Lord, I don't want to kill my baby. I'm going to take a chance, and I believe that if I pray hard and turn to God, he can preserve my life and the life of my child. Please, Lord. And there's been women who have had children, and it's been an absolute blessing in the lives of the mother, the child, the family, the father, and there's babies that testify of this, where their mother chose life. There's mothers that testify of this. Okay, there's adoptions and families who receive babies. In fact, I'm one of them. I literally was adopted as a baby. And my mother did not abort me. And she gave me up because she felt like she couldn't give me the life that she wanted me to have. And I hunted her down 20 years plus later and thanked her. And we were friends. She's now passed away, but I'm just telling you that she wanted the best for me possible. And I'm grateful to her for that. My adopted family is grateful to her for that. Well, I come from a family of 7 adopted children. If abortion was taken to the mat all the way, if you will, none of us would be here, right? And so I'm not at all trying to be flippant about this. I'm not trying to be disrespectful about this. I'm not trying to force or say that a woman needs to do certain things. These exceptions are for a reason. And there's a difference between elective abortions versus sometimes the necessity of circumstances. I'm not the medical professional, and I can't decide in the case-by-case scenarios what should happen. But I can say, ladies and gentlemen, that it's that most of the time when you keep the baby, so many blessings come from it that it is shocking. And people who are in that situation oftentimes can't imagine if it were any different. Roe versus Wade ends. Thank the heavens. Latter-day Saint leaders urged to preserve life and to protect religious liberty. When we come back, I'm going to talk about states that are for and against abortion already doubling down on their agendas. Some states aren't quite decided. We'll tell you all about it in seconds.
Pursuing liberty. Using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News. Two people were killed and 14 wounded in a shooting at a nightclub in Norway's capital. A suspect believed to be the sole perpetrator was apprehended. It is not immediately clear what the motive was for the attack. The 14 people that were injured were taken to the hospital, several with severe injuries, police said. President Joe Biden will sign a bipartisan bill to address gun violence into law before departing for Europe. The White House announced the measure includes millions of dollars for mental health, school safety, crisis intervention programs, and incentives for states to include juvenile records in the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Alabama Representative Mo Brooks sent the Trump White House an email requesting pardons for hundreds of Republican lawmakers who attempted to overthrow the 2020 election, saying he did so at the orders of then-President Donald Trump. A picture of the email was posted on Twitter by a CBS reporter dated January 11, 2021, and addressed the Trump's White House executive assistant, Molly Michael. The email also requested pardons for all 126 Republicans who, in December 2020, signed a brief for a Texas lawsuit that sought to challenge the election results in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Brooks stated that he would testify about the events surrounding the insurrection. This is USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Roe versus Wade overturned. It's historic. It's landmark. It's fantastic. There's no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe Ron DeSantis really, in my opinion, kind of said it best. The prayers of millions have been answered. Amen to that. I'm one of them. And I'm sad that Disney, that Dick's Sporting Goods, that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup are going to fund abortion travel. Shame on them. But, ladies and gentlemen, you got to ask yourself what's next, right? And the answer is there's already decisions by a lot of these states of what they're going to do. This has been a long time in coming. Most people realized that one day it would be here. Because people intuitively know that it's unconstitutional to murder babies. Come on now. Now, the evil people don't care, right? They don't believe in the rule of law or anything else. But anyway, so let me tell you the states that will be outlawing abortion now that Roe versus Wade has passed. Many of them have already done it. Over the next 30 days, many more will do it. So there's kind of three camps right now. The folks that are pro-life, the states, if you will, the states that are pro-death, and then some states kind of haven't figured it out yet. And I don't have a list of every state, but I got a list of a lot of them. So the states that are going to yeet murder, that are going to get rid of murder, that are going to stand for pro-life are as follows. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, Georgia, Iowa, Ohio, South Carolina. Those are the states primarily that are literally doubling down in defense of pro-life right now. And I say good on them for doing so, ladies and gentlemen. There's about 22 of them. Now, some of them have already enacted because they had trigger laws in place. Others, over the next 30 days, they'll have to get that worked out. Others are likely to go conservative because of the legislative bodies and the governors. They're blue states for the most part. Now, you look at this list, and all of them really are in the South or in the Rocky Mountains. The exceptions are Ohio, Iowa, Wisconsin, West Virginia, Oklahoma. I don't know if you call that in the South. Michigan, certainly not in the South. But everything else really is in the Rocky Mountains or in the South. And they're really the reddest groups in America as well. And they're the states that'll outlaw abortion now that Roe versus Wade is overturned. All right, now, I'm going to tell you the states. I'm just calling them pro-death states, okay? I don't know any other way to refer to them but pro-death states, right? Can you think of a different term to use? I can't. Pro-death states. These are the ones that are sure going to go for pro-death. New Hampshire. The live free or die state. I guess if you're a baby, you're just going to die. You're not going to live free there. New Mexico. Rhode Island. Colorado. Illinois. Massachusetts. Minnesota. California. Connecticut. Delaware. Hawaii. Maryland. New Jersey. New York, Oregon, Vermont, Washington State, Pennsylvania, Virginia. Those are the states that are likely going to back pro-death. I say likely because some of these states haven't clearly laid out what they're going to do. So some of them, for example, have clear... some of the states are clearly... pro-life, but they don't really have laws on the books for pro-life. So what's going to happen with that, right? We don't know. Some of them have laws on the books, but they've got very liberal-leaning governors and such like that, like Michigan. What's going to happen there? Michigan's in the pro-life camp, but yet, you know what? The governor's a nutcase over there. It's a very liberal state, and I don't know if it'll go the way we would want it to or not, right? So that's kind of the problem with this discussion, in my opinion, is we don't know exactly what's going to happen, right? That's kind of the problem with this, is we don't know exactly what's going to occur. And a lot of the states are in that kind of a boat. We hope they do what's right, but we're very concerned and we don't have guarantees by any means. They say that about half the states are pro-life. They say half the states are kind of pro-death, right? And that's what I'm kind of seeing, too. And then there's a chunk of states, 10, where you don't really know if they're pro-death or pro-life or what they are. Now, from a population point of view, I believe there's a lot more states that are pro-death or a lot greater population right now that pro-death versus pro-life. And this is why I kind of say, we're still in trouble. I mean, I appreciate this is the first volley of real accountability for murder. But let's not pretend it's all completely overturned, that it's pro-life all the way now, because it's not even close. It just means it's the states. But you look at New York, in California, right? How many people are in California and New York alone? 60-plus million people, probably. When you add Massachusetts and Illinois to that, Colorado, Rhode Island, you know, you get a lot of pro-death states. What's the real population breakdown between the pro-death and the pro-life states? I think it's a lot more pro-death population. And then when you add the undecided in that could go either way or whatever else, it's you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough. But a lot of the states that are pro-life aren't near as big. You take Wyoming and Idaho, for example. Between the two, it's only probably got 3 million people at best. Now, Texas is a big one for pro-life. But South Dakota, North Dakota, not that big. Missouri, Mississippi, not that big. So, you know, you look at this in Arizona, Alabama. They're not near as big as the pro-death states, right? So that's a lot of the concern, folks. And I don't mean to be negative about this, but I do mean to be real about this. I do mean to be candid and direct, right? About where we stand. Part of the reason that this is so hard to break down is because since it just happened yesterday, it's complicated. You got to look at every state, all 50 states, and see where their laws are, to see what the timetables would be. Like, even if it's a pro-life state, some of the states are going to take 30 days to kind of get their act together on this, right? Some states are going to have these trigger laws in place, and they can. We thought it would take in Utah, it might take a bit, but it literally took less than a day to double down and protect life. And great on the Utahns, great on, for example, Missouri, doubling down and coming out of the gate strong as well. But, for example, Texas, pretty big state, right? It's pro-life, but I don't know how quick Texas will get their law in place. We also got to remember that these liberals, these pro-death folks, are going to do everything within their power to overturn this. So on the general government level, they're literally working on legislation right now to try to, by law, by legislative edict, jettison the pro-life stance. They're doing that on the general level. We better be very, very cognizant to watch out for that. Okay? But even on local state levels now, every state is going to be challenged by the pro-death crowd. Not only are they going to riot in the streets, right? But they're going to literally double down and try to force their agenda by legislative, whatever you want to call it. Now, I would call it pretend legislation because they don't have authority. But yet, that's what we're up against. And so each of these states, especially the ones that are in kind of the, I don't know, gray area right now, I guess is the best way to determine. Which way are they going to go? Time will tell. How many of the states that are doubling down for pro-life now might get overturned if we let them sweep this next coming election? Now, I'm not advocating for the Republicans. I'm advocating for truly pro-life servants of the people. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly. Devoted to the issues of the American West, each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Cameron got a list of the states and their populations because I'm trying to do this on the fly. So I'm taking notes, and I just can't take notes and look that up and get it all together all at the same time. But we're talking about the states to outlaw abortion now that Roe versus Wade is overturned. All right, and I believe the states that are pro-death states, if you will, at least population-wise, outnumber, right? So the pro-death states, population-wise, outnumber the pro-life states. So pro-death states, for example, California and New York. What is that, 60 million people between the two? That's literally close to a fifth of the whole nation almost, right? Now you got Texas, thank heavens, pro-life state, and they have 30 million people, right? How about Alabama, Arizona? What do they got? Let's check this out, folks. Alabama. Cam? I know that Idaho, for example, has about, 2 million people in it, maybe. I know Wyoming doesn't even have 1 million people in it. All right, Alabama has about 5 million people in it. What about Arizona? I think it's like 7 or 8 million people. Right? Utah, I know, has about 3.5 million people. It's a battle. And we don't have near enough people, as far as I can tell, that are in the pro-life states. It's a sad deal. Arizona has 7,600,000, so I was fairly close. But you see, the pro-life states aren't near as big as the pro-death states. All right, for example, look at Colorado. It's a pro-death state. It's, in fact, the main, I don't know what you want to call it, in a sea of pro-life, it's the main pro-death island, if you will, in the Rocky Mountains. 6 million for Colorado. New Mexico's a pro-death state as well. That's in the Rocky Mountains. How many people are in the state of New Mexico? It's not near as big as Colorado. And I'm not talking landmass. I'm talking population, people, right? But 6 million in Colorado alone. I mean, that's basically has as many people as Utah, Wyoming, and Idaho all put together, basically, right? That's what I'm kind of talking about. What about, all right, 2 million people in New Mexico, see? So that's what I'm talking about, folks. Between Colorado and New Mexico, you got already 8 million. All the states around that don't even compare population-wise. Nevada, pro-death state, right? How many people are in the great state of Nevada, for example? And then I'll get to a topic that just scares the heck out of me. 3 million people in Nevada, see? So you got Colorado, 6 million. Nevada, 3 million. That's 9 million. New Mexico, that's 2 million. That's 11 million with those states alone. Put that with California's 40 million, and man, you're already at 50-plus million. And you haven't even got out of the Rocky Mountains yet, right? Wow, people. But the South and the Rocky Mountains are the pro-life folks, and the East and the West Coast and some of the northern central area of the United States, absolutely pro-death, big time. Now, you ready for this? So a lot of us are saying, okay, based on what state you can be in, is going to kind of determine where you are. And I'm really encouraging people to move to pro-life states now. If you are a patriot, if you are pro-life, if you believe in God, family, and country, it is time to move to a pro-life state. Okay? Not one of the wishy-washy states and not one of the pro-death states. A pro-life state. Right? Anyway, now there's a group of people who don't believe the law applies to them at all. And I'm not talking about the liberals that want to just basically go ahead and create violence all over the country, or the Joe Bidens of the world that want to just ignore the law, or the Nancy Pelosi's or the Maxine Waters that are just absolutely psychotic, unhinged. Here's another group you might not have thought about. Satanists now claim they're entitled to abortion on demand as a, quote, religious right. Yeah, they say we will take steps to ensure our members do not have to endure hindrances. WorldNet Daily with the story. But the Satan worshipers are literally doubling down and saying, hey, pro-death is a religious right to murder their young. They consider to be a religious right, and therefore they're going to sue all over the country. Satanists begin to sue all over the country to promote pro-death as a religious right. Folks, does this stuff just make you sick or what? I cannot believe America is so polarized over the pro-life, pro-death agenda. I mean, I knew that it was a contentious issue, but folks, you don't realize how contentious until the pro-death folks don't have their way anymore. And then you go, what the heck, right? Think about that. The pro-death folks are really doing this. They're really doubling down. And they're really saying to us, we believe that pro-death, the murdering of our young, is a sacred religious right. Now, I would go on and say that, you know what? Just like a woman's body, you may believe what you want, but you can't murder someone else on your belief. Okay? Not that I would ever do this, but it's, imagine if the pro-life people just said, hey, religiously, all the pro-death people have got to be stopped. We've got to kill them all. It reminds you of that Steve Voss song, Somebody's Gonna Die Today, highlighting that, you know what, you can't, in your righteous indignation, stoop to the level of the pro-death people because you want to preserve life. You've got to be true to your moral code, right? And so, but we've got a battle in America, and all the details over the next several days are going to be coming out about what states, what, when, where, what have they done, what will they do, where do we stand, what needs to be done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I cannot believe the Satanists are literally claiming they have a right to abortion as a religious right, and we cannot endure hindrances to our religious liberty, they claim. Folks, we need religious liberty in America, that's for sure, but backing the satanic pro-death agenda is not one of them. What a sad tale to tell. But you know what? They don't have respect for human life. And their psychosis is on full display with this next headline. We're talking about Salon Magazine, right? They've insisted that squirrel privilege is real. And they say that intergenerational wealth drives animal inequality. Now, do you guys know, Cameron? Do you know what squirrel privilege even is? Come on now. Yeah. They say squirrel privilege is real. And you say, Sam, what the heck is squirrel privilege? Well, let me explain to you. These wacko people that are pro-death and pro-everything else, right? They do not believe in gender, okay? As you know, they don't believe in the binary. Male and female created God them because they're godless, right? Well, not only do they not believe in a difference between male and female, they believe that it's all fluid. They believe that the animals are all equal, okay? So the fly is just as vital as a bear, right? the fly has every right on this earth to write to life as the bear does. Or a bird has just, a chicken has just as much right to life as a cow. Or, okay, so you got to have animal equality. Well, I got news for you, Cameron. You ready? You're an animal, buddy. You know that, right? What do you mean, aren't you a mammal? Wait a minute. No. Hold on. You're a mammal. Therefore, you're part of the animal kingdom, right? Aren't mammals part of the animal kingdom? See? Now, if you disagree with this, it just shows how ignorant you are. See, you're scientifically not with the times, bro. So the mammal is part of the animal kingdom there, and you're a mammal, so you're an animal. And, you know, just ask the guy lifting weights with Cameron. They think he's an animal, too. See what I mean? And the girls say it's his animal magnetism that's going on. So, you know, right? Yeah. So because of that, you understand that a fly and a cow and a Cameron, they're all equal. And so squirrel, inequality, right, is the way we're going to highlight this. We're going to use a different term than inequality because that's negative, right? We're going to use squirrel privilege to highlight the fact that you think you're more important than all the other animals, don't you? You think you have more validity than a fly, don't you, Cameron? And you think you're more important than a bear, a bird, or anything else? Well, I got news for you. Not to these environmentalists, you're not. You get off your selfish high horse, my friend, and come on down. You understand that squirrel privilege is real. And they say intergenerational wealth drives inequality. See, what do I mean by wealth? Hey, a fly today is better off than a fly yesteryear. And so you got to take time and space and different species of animals and all that. You got to take all that out and you got to reject the privilege. You got to get off the squirrel privilege, man. It's real. And we cannot have inequality for anyone or any animal at all. It's wrong and it's got to stop. So they're coming for your, I don't know what you want to say, your life. They want you to know you're not as important as you think you are. And the term they're using for this is squirrel privilege. Now, many of us have heard about this in the past, and we've kind of laughed at it and went, wow, the people in India worship cows, and they put cows on a pedestal, and, you know, other people believe that humans are more important than animals. And, well, they want all that to stop. And even though you've heard about this in the past and we've kind of laughed at it, now that the transgender folks have made their play to where, you know what, you don't even know what a man or a woman is. We can't define the word woman even, right? To the point where their next step is to push for this animal equality stuff. Now, personally, if you look at the Bible, God created everything, and then he created his crown jewel, which is humans. And he created we, the people, humans, male and female in the image of himself. And then he says in the Bible, we are his offspring. So the real core of this discussion, folks, isn't to laugh at this and say, oh, it'll never, you know, pass muster, never work, ignore it. It's not real. It won't happen. These people are godless. And to them, the Bible doesn't count. Right? And so they don't believe in the human component that we do, that we're created in God's image, and they don't believe in gender. And they do believe in jettisoning squirrel privilege. They do believe in making us equal to the animals. And folks, this is something in the environmental world you're going to have to really keep an eye on. It'll rear its ugly head more and more and more. And it will start by teaching your children about it and getting a large percentage of the population to accept it and believe in it before they roll it out and get blatant with their agenda. Just remember who told you first. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.